and welcome to PHP BB Weekly, episode number 131. I am your co-host, Inspector Clujot. No, actually, I'm David Lewis from Washington State, the frigid Arctic Northwest.
And I'm done with finals! Woohoo! Douglas Bell. Coming to you from Washington, D.C. Actually, I'm somewhere a little different than normal. Since I got here in August, I've always been doing the shows from my dorm, usually in my bed. I'm actually somewhere today. I'm actually in the ATV studio right now, vacant ATV studio, ATV being our television station here at American University, student run. And then it's I work here, do stuff here. Normally do a show here on Saturdays, but people are gone, so I've been sitting in the studio, sitting in one of these. We have these awkward chairs. They're sort of like the puffy chairs, but when you sit in them, you suddenly shrink about half a foot.
Sounds comfy.
Because all the air comes out. Yeah, I just stand up right here and sit down and like, wee, down I go. I've got three off cameras in front of me, and so, you know, kind of fun. So maybe my voice sounds a little more echoey today. Who knows?
So do you still have your snow?
No. It stuck around. It only snowed last week till about 8 o'clock, although it stayed on the ground till about the following Tuesday night when we had a good rain shower.
Ah, yes. A schnook.
Four finals in a paper this week. I had my first ever all-nighter.
Well, it's been frigid this week.
You didn't hear my last part. I said I had my first ever all-nighter.
Yeah, first ever all-nighter. Yeah, I saw that on IRC.
37 hours is miserable.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, I've done a few of those, except not for finals, for work. It's kind of it's one of those instances where like, oh, hey, we're going to demonstrate the product to a client tomorrow, and we need this new feature and this new feature put in the system by then. You're kidding me, right? Yeah. You know what time it is, right? Yeah. Okay, so we'll stay up all night and put those features in and have it ready for your 8 a.m. meeting with the client in the morning.
Life sucks.
Life is life.
There you go. Well, so I mean, I had a good time now. You know, David, last week you were talking about how you were off to get your Christmas tree.
Mm-hmm.
And you said that you got a shorter one this year, but 8 feet in my book is still tall, considering that the one in my house is usually 6 feet.
Ah, yes. Yeah, see, last year's was like, I don't know, at least 12 feet tall, and it took us about 2 hours to get it inside the door.
Uh-huh.
And so this one was...
The ceiling on our house isn't even 12 feet tall.
We have a vaulted ceiling in the living room, so we got the biggest tree we could find.
Nice.
And and then it was like, oh yeah, let's see, we do need to get it inside the door. So that was quite a challenge. But this year, we got something a little thinner. And we were trying to look for something really thin and really tall. It's hard to find something really thin and really tall that's been shaved to made wide.
To look like a tree, yeah.
Yeah, exactly, exactly.
I got to go to the national Christmas tree over at the White House this week, which is really cool.
Oh, yeah?
You know, the biggest tree I get to see, see. I mean, it's obviously nothing compared to Rockefeller, but I think it would be better than Rockefeller because... the nearest sources of traffic are ways away because, you know, they block stuff off for the White House.
Mm-hmm.
And the tree is decorated. They have these, you know, little trains going all around the tree. So, you know, I love the model trains during Christmas. I haven't seen those in years. My childhood coming back. And then they have smaller Christmas trees around, one tree for every state and territory.
Oh.
And the ornaments are donated by a particular group from that particular state or territory. So for the territories, it's usually... the congressman's woman or congressman's office, whereas, you know, for California it was a school. Many of them were schools or Girl Scout troops or things like that. They donate the ornaments there, and you can see them all and get to walk around there. They got music going. They have a creche there. They're supposed to have Santa and stuff like that. And apparently they have a little thing that shows kind of the history of the national Christmas tree. So
mm-hmm.
A lot of fun, and it's green. They light them all with LED lights now.
Oh, cool! That's good. Green.
Well, green. As if Christmas trees weren't already green.
You're right, exactly.
There you go. So that was fun. You know, good to do at least a little bit of touristy stuff.
Mm-hmm.
got to do that while you're here, because I'm leaving Tuesday. I get to go home. 120 days in, only three to go. I get to go home. I'm done with my first semester in Heightens College. Yes, 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 yes.
You aren't excited about that, are you? I mean,
nah, it doesn't matter much to me.
Just you know, one of those things. You just do it, right?
Yeah. Well, you know, I mean, this is obviously we're supposed to be talking PHPPB stuff on this podcast, but I just thought, you know. You probably heard that, David, about Google Chrome hit the first beta for Mac this week.
Yes, yes, of course.
I actually just started trying it this morning while I was finishing getting last week's episode released. And Google Chrome is really nice.
I mean,
it's great. I mean, there's a lot. I mean, it's only a beta, and Google did kind of trim out a couple of features in order to meet their stated promise of having a beta release for Mac by the end of 09. And this is why PHPBB doesn't usually give release dates.
Mm-hmm.
Because Google said we'll have this out for Mac by the end of 09. So they had to strip features in order to make that happen. But it's really nice. You know, from Safari 4, when it was in its short-lived beta, it had tabs on top briefly, which I loved.
Yeah, I loved that too. I was bummed they went away.
Yeah, and Chrome has these, but they're, you know, really nice. You can still sort of see that there's a nice wide menu we can do. They have that the box, the sort of the omnibox they call it, for, you know, entering a URL or just entering a Google search. It's really nice. It is really fast. But there's even such things like there's little animations for when you get a new tab, it sort of pops up or else pops or pops down behind the bar. You get it's when you hover, you know those little status bars at the bottom of the screen of the browser. This one, Google Chrome actually has one that fades in and out. So if you hover over a link or it's loading, the status bar fades in, but if you're not don't need it, it fades away, so you can see the whole page.
Yeah, I was comparing the the title bar size with Safari, because that was one thing that I liked about Safari 4 in the beta, was the fact that because the tabs were on top,
it was shorter.
That much, you know, and so then moving it back down to the bottom increased the title bar size, which, yeah, you know, it's not very big to begin with, but, you know, still, I wanted the most screen possible. But anyway, comparing the two sizes, they're still identical. You know, the Google Chrome bar is still about the same size, slightly smaller, by about 2 millimeters.
I just think it's a better. I just think it's a better metaphor for the browsing experience as a whole. Having the tabs on top makes the whole thing feel like it's a tab rather than, you know, just a little thumb thing on the bottom.
Yeah, of course, there's been browser wars.
Yep.
It's not that, you know, it's like, oh, come on, guys. You know.
Remember the holy trinity of things you do not discuss on a bulletin board: religion, politics, and web browsers.
Web browsers, yeah. Right.
There you go. But yeah, I mean, it really is nice. And I know that some people were testing and saying that Safari kind of did page speed things better than Chrome, but I just think Chrome just feels a lot more stable and more lightweight to me. And now, I mean, they will need to get some more features like support for real extensions in. I'm still waiting for 1Password support, but you know, I'm going to use it today during the show, because I just tried it this morning and it's really nice. And I love how you can still sort of see Google's little playing words, like, you know, Safari and Firefox have private browsing. Chrome has incognito mode.
Where is that?
That's what they call it.
Oh, no incognito window.
And you can tell because when you're incognito, they have you get a whole blue background instead of the normal gray one. And in the upper right, you get to see a little detective outfit guy, like Sherlock Holmes style in your browser menu. I mean, that's cool. Okay, that's someone that knows how to have fun.
Yeah. So and it's kind of okay. So it doesn't save the information on your computer.
It's like,
but it doesn't really change the way that you browse. As far as you know, it's still. Oh, this okay. So it. Oh, this is funny. Going incognito doesn't affect the behavior of other people's server software. Be wary of websites that collect or share information about you. Internet service providers or employees that track the pages. That tracks your keystrokes in exchange for free smileys. Surveillance by secret agents and people standing behind you.
Well, that'd be the same for private browsing for Safari or Firefox, but at least Chrome is a little bit more obvious about it.
Yeah, that's funny.
So it's nice. I mean, I've been using it a little. I've only used it a little bit, but I haven't noticed any beta issues yet. And of course, the way they build it, if a page crashes, it only crashes that one tab. So I'm going to be starting using it more often. So that's cool. But enough of that. Now that we've spent 11 minutes talking about non-PHPBB stuff, how did we get to PHPBB stuff? Sound good? Let's get to the one brief topic that I've been told about on IRC for the last four times that I've logged in, pretty much all week. There are some new mod team members. And some other, I don't know if there are other team members, but definitely mod team members.
Right. Well, let me go look, because I can tell you if there's other teamies, too.
One of them is some guy we know.
Yes, he is. So this is especially special for us. Especially.
Especially. There you go.
Oh, crud. One password doesn't work.
Oh, that stinks. That Chrome. Stinks.
I have to go into 1Password and copy my password.
Oh, you don't use... There's a workaround for 1Password, David, in Chrome.
Yeah, they'll support it.
No, they have a workaround right now.
Oh, they do? Okay.
Yeah, I'll give a link to you after the show.
Yeah, okay, good.
Okay, because you're never going to mention it. Sam Thompson, Syntax Error 90, one of our most frequent flyers here on PHP Weekly, who is now a member of the mod team.
Congratulations, Sam.
It's kind of interesting, actually, because when we had OSConvasion, David,
mm-hmm.
He and his friend were the only ones who were not actually current or former team members. Now we know that he was a future team member.
You're right. Uh-huh.
So we had at OSConvasion all past, present, or future team members there.
That is funny. So Syntax Error, yeah, there's only one new mod team member. That's it.
All the other teams are the same?
No. I was just talking about the mod team. Let's see. Development team is the same. Let's see. The moderator team is the same. The styles team is the same. And the support team... I don't see anybody new there either. So just a new mod team member.
Cool. Because they've mentioned it so much, you would, to me, make sure you mention this, you would have thought that PHPBB had renamed itself to MyBB or something. That's how big you would have thought this was. That's how many times they mentioned it to me.
That's funny.
I mean, I think there's also some new junior validators too, but those are – We don't see those as much as they're not as visible.
We don't mention those.
Congrats, Sam, on that, for getting to be on the mod team. And keep the caffeine going. You're going to need it. you planning to do any more coding? Not anymore. You're done with the coding for the rest of your life.
Yeah, well, at least as long as you're on the mod team.
There you go.
Pretty much.
Which feels like...
Well, no, your coding still continues, but it's just, your tasks change a little bit.
There you go.
Yeah, once you leave the mod team, you get your life back.
Totally. That is so true.
That's coming from two people who have experience.
You have no life, you'll change your mind. we shall see. All righty, that means... Our main topic for today is actually one Phil iWisdom suggested we cover this. He wanted to be here, but he could not because of a family commitment. But it comes from the PHPBB discussion forum from this week. Umarizai, I think, he writes this. He says, I love PHPBB, but your competitors are quickly surpassing the resources, and it is important to point out very useful features like SEO, visual text editor, warning system with different points for scoring, and many other functions are missing. This was translated from Brazilian Portuguese, so the bad grammar here is Google Translator's fault. You mentioned that MyBB is a free forum that has impressed him recently, similar to V-Bolts and has some other features. He says that he has the impression that, PHPB is falling behind and sort of losing the title of best free forum script. What are your thoughts? So that was the question that was posed last Monday, I believe it was, in the discussion forum, and there has been about 29 posts in response to it, but I thought it'd be kind of something interesting to consider on our show today, and maybe if you guys in the chat room have your own opinions, you can share those as well. But David, what are your thoughts?
Well, I was going to play devil's advocate on question, but as there's nobody here else to answer the question, then I won't play devil's advocate.
maybe I'll do it. Maybe I'll do it for you.
There you go. Okay. So, well, first of all, it's kind of interesting. You know, and Adam R, of course, points out that
he made a post only 23 minutes later.
Yes, Adam R, of course, says that PHPBB does not compete with other software. You know, per se, with other software. Basically, what PHPBB does is say, okay, you know, this is what we believe the community important features. And
yeah, but you keep dropping every like 15 seconds.
That's annoying. Basically, what he says is that PHPBB does not compete per se with other bulletin board softwares. PHPBB decides, you know, this is the features that we want in the bulletin board that we believe that the community will need. You know, this is sort of the direction that we want to go in. And, you know, the PHPBB, they sort of like blaze their own trail, where all these other forum softwares have blazed a trail and everybody's following down that one path and that's the way they're going. PHPBB is sort of out, you know, in the middle of the jungle, blazing their own trail, cutting down trees and stuff. And it's like, okay, well, so it is going to differ in that way with other bulletin board softwares, and they don't really care what other bulletin board software has. They're concerned mostly just with what their community needs. Now, that's all fine and good, as long as it's important to take in consideration the feedback from the community on features and functionality that they want to put into the software. And I think 3.0.6 really took a lot of user feedback and implemented it into that release. And that was something that happened before.
Yeah.
So, and hopefully that is a trend that will continue with PHPBB, and, you know, where it will be continuous, like people, you know, when there's a common thread of people who really want something, for example, the quick reply, a lot of people are like, hey, we want a quick reply, we want a quick reply. Also, the CAPTCHA system, people wanted to be able to use different CAPTCHAs and stuff like that, and that wasn't so much – the CAPTCHA system wasn't so much requested as it was a recognized need.
Need, yes.
And, you know, PHPBB recognized that need and implemented it.
Mm-hmm. And I will – in terms of competitors, like, is anyone keeping track of the market share forum usage right now? I don't know anyone who is. And if PHPBB is losing market share, boy, that's really going to hurt the amount of money PHPBB takes in order to help support itself. Oh, wait a minute.
Although, you know, it's still, regardless, nice to be the most popular open source bulletin board software in the world. Now, of course, a lot of open source pieces of software, MyBB is a great example. But you also have software that's not completely open source. I'm thinking like SMF. But anyway, you had these different bulletin board softwares, vBulletin, IPB, SMF, MyBB, and there's many others too. They each have something different that they sort of bring to the table. PHPBB at this point brings a lot of really good security at the sacrifice of some other things like usability. It kind of drives me nuts a little bit. Mm-hmm. But it is one thing that they have really concentrated on, and that is security. You can be sure out of all the different bulletin board softwares that you have to pick from, PHPBB, in my opinion, is probably the most secure. It's got – it also has, in my opinion, the nicest MPV, which is I'm sorry, not MPV. It's got the nicest MVC, which is a model view controller. where they really separate well the template system from the controller and the code and stuff like that. Now, there are other things
that...
But
are those kinds of things really things that, you know, end users more are going to... I mean, it's nice to know, but the model view controller thing, no end user is going to care about that.
Users are going to care about that. No, that's more important for the stylers out there who are creating new styles and for developers and things like that. What's more important for the end users, of course, is features and functionality. And sometimes that's what other bulletin boards bring. They bring some nicer things to that. You know, MyBB, for example, has some features that PHP doesn't have. vBulletin has a lot of features, and that's why we call it bloatware. Because it's overkill. It really is overkill unless you want to run your entire site off of a bulletin board. But
I'm going to take a look. I haven't actually looked at MyBB before. And I guess what kind of things does MyBB have that are presumably... I mean, I'm seeing some things like Ajax-based quick reply, which PHPBB only recently got a regular quick reply for. You know, search engine detection and friendliness and stuff like that. I mean, PHPBB has some sort of bot control or something like that.
So I'm not sure. Yeah, you know, here's some of the features within the MyBB 1.4. Main highlights from it from their website. Administrator control panel. Okay, that's great, you know. Built-in template and theme editor. DBMS support for MySQL, Postgres, and SQLite. Warning system. Warn and punish users when they act inappropriately. Configure search engine detection, mass mail and newsletter system, task scheduling system, performance improvements, moderator control panel, Ajax-based quick reply calendars and events.
I do like that they have a very WordPress-like plugin system for plugins, which I'm looking at. I'm looking at some screenshots of.
User promotions, which is basically automatically promote users based on the post count, reputation, or registration date. Search engine friendly URLs. Powerful plugin system. Improved user interface. So,
I mean, I will say a lot of their interface looks. I can see comparisons to PHPBB's 3's interface. A lot of it looks very similar.
You know, and there are different things with this, and there are different things with PHPBB, and what I like to tell people who are trying to decide between their bulletin boards, it's, you know, what you have, you know, and they try and ask people for suggestions, like, okay, well, taking suggestions is nice, but you really need to decide what's best for you, what kind of features that you actually want, and what kind of thing you're looking for. And, you know, with, for example, PHPBB supports a lot of databases that no other bulletin board software does. For example, I can't remember all of them at the moment.
Microsoft, Postgres.
Well, you have MySQL, Postgres, Oracle, MS SQL, ODBC, and I can't remember the file. What is it? Fire something. Firebird.
Yeah, that's it.
And SQLite. So they have a lot of others, and, you know, MyBB now has some of the three of them, you know. So there's a lot of compatibility things, you know, is what kind of to run it on.
Keep
that's
on dropping, David. Just keep dropping.
Oh, this isn't that annoying.
It is insanely annoying.
You know, and other things like that. User promotions, obviously now that's something that PHPBB sort of has in the new registered users group, a newly registered users group. Basically, if you reach a certain post count, you will automatically be promoted. Of course, there are a lot of mods that handle a lot of things. Calendars and events is something that PHPBB does not have because we say it's a bulletin board. It's a bulletin board, right? Not a calendar. You can actually get a calendar plugin, though, for PHPBB, but that's by default in MyBB. And then, you know, you have a lot of things in PHPBB that you don't have within MyBB, too. You have a lot of administration control panel tools available to you. And I out of the different ones, and I've tried vBulletin, administration control panel, and in my opinion, PHBBB's administration control panel really smokes as far as navigation goes, as far as a lot of the options goes. It's a lot easier to navigate. And yes, good point, Brainy, bringing up the permission system. PHBBB probably has the finest grain permission control out of any bulletin board software that I'm aware of. Mm-hmm. And that actually presented a small challenge in making it
easy to use.
Yeah, easy to use. But with the roles, see, it what's important is just teaching people how to properly use it. But with the roles, it makes it really easy to use. And so when people understand that, then it really is easy, and you have the total, complete, fine-grained control. You can control every single permission option and for what it goes to. So it's the PHBBB permission system is the most impressive. Of course, PHBBB has a warning system, and I noticed this guy in the post. He talks about apparently useful features that MyBB has that PHBBB doesn't have, and he names off SEO. Now, that's kind of interesting. SEO is not a feature. It's not a functionality either. SEO refers to search engine optimization. It's like a service. It's a it's something you do. Mm-hmm. It's not something that exists. Search engine optimization is basically the act of making your website search engine friendly by some of the things that you can do with it. And PHBBB has some of that with the specific bots, you know, so that you can give Google access to certain forums that differ from your registered users, for example. Like, you might not want them to see your chat forum, right? And so you have fine-grained control over what Google gets to see, and they don't see a lot of the extra stuff that's a lot of clutter. So that's really important.
And you can do that somewhat in PHBBB because it has a user group for bots, which you can then set permissions for.
Right. Well, that's what I was talking about, PHBBB. Yeah. I wasn't talking about MyBB there. But in this case, what he's referring to is search engine friendly URLs, which are basically the static URLs. Now, it's important to note that all search engines don't have any trouble. Content.
David, you lost for 5 seconds that time.
Well, I actually paused intentionally, but I may have dropped out too.
Yeah, so restart.
PHBBB has no trouble being indexed by any search engine out there. They're not affected by variables and parameters within PHP scripts. So that's not really an issue. But those search engine-friendly URLs, those are beneficial really to users, sort of understanding what page they're on.
Yeah.
So, you know, that is something that's nice, and I think that will probably be something that comes in a later PHBBB version. At least
Adam
Marr
even said that was something he wants to see.
Yeah, and it is something that we want to see, but it is not in itself SEO. SEO, again, is something that you do. But yeah, PHBBB does do SEO, but they don't have search engine friendly URLs. Visual text editor, I'm assuming that he's talking about a text editor that is like a WYSIWYG.
Mm-hmm.
I'm guessing that's the case.
Yeah.
I'm not a huge fan of that, but I know a lot of people look for that. And, you know, who knows? Maybe someday it will come, but probably, I don't know. PHBBB's mindset is more basic. You know, we want the most basic features implemented. We don't want to make it look like Opryland, you know, or Disneyland, you know. Opryland? Opryland, yeah.
What amusement parks do you go to there, David? Opryland!
Opryland is really, really,
Opryland.
It's really snazzy and fancy. Yes.
Never heard of it.
No bloat. You know, that's PHBBB's sort of mantra is no bloat. Stay basic. Keep the basics, what everybody needs. Warning system with different points for scoring. Now, just kind of scratch your head there and go, well, PHBBB has a warning system. Now, once you reach a certain number of warnings, you can ban the user, but
there you go. I mean, that was actually one of the things. Remember those community coding projects from like 4 years ago?
Mm-hmm.
That was one of the proposed projects, a karma system.
Yeah, I remember the karma system now that to me, that seems silly. I mean, everybody
wasn't that kind of coming when, I mean, this was back in. I'm talking London Invasion. I thought that was one of the things that was sort of on track for what was then going to be 3.2.
No, not in Car. No, not Karma. Karma, you won't find listed in a 3.2.
Okay, I thought that was in there, but I don't remember.
No, in fact, you know, you can. There is a
block. I'm thinking of the event system. The event system was coming. That was
there. You go. Yes, the event system is coming. And that's where basically you can do cron tasks, where you can do things like automatically promote users once they reach a certain post count, and obviously ranks change based on the post count too. So yeah. You know, and sometimes things work.
I'm actually hoping that they will API the event system, because I really would like to be able to use that on completely non-PHPBB websites, but have a really good way of being able to manage cron actions, automatic type actions for other sites that I have.
Mm-hmm.
So I really hope they put that in like an API that can just implement somewhere else.
Yeah, and there
maybe
will
Dave,
be...
Maybe, David, you will do that for me.
Yes, there you go.
Give me a standalone event system API.
You know, Adam says that it should be hookable.
Yeah.
You know, so you will have that. Hopefully it will be an API. You know, and that's one of the things that I'm working on creating with the WSBI CMS, or content publishing system.
Uh-huh.
And that is to be able to basically use it as an API to do what pretty much whatever you want to do.
Yeah.
With your website as a website, and use features within PHPBB. Mm-hmm. So that's nice.
I mean, I think kind of the moral of this, I mean, the idea of PHPBB as falling behind, I don't think you can really say too much about the idea of competitorship in this type of thing, because like I said, PHPBB is not it doesn't really matter if 2 people or 2 million people are using PHPBB. It doesn't, PHPBB doesn't make money off of itself. And then at the same time, you have sort of the competition around, you know, with things like MyBB, which actually looks pretty nice. I'm kind of liking what I've been seeing there. And some of these other things. It helps just really spur competition to keep you know, the projects moving forward. So
mm-hmm.
It's a good thing and a bad thing. Like you said, you know, it really depends on what PHPBB's focus. And PHPBB's focus is anti-bloat. They will add features if they can come up, if they see it as a general need for the community, and they can implement it without overdoing it. That's why the quick reply is so bare bones, for example. Like, it's a basic thing if you want it, and if you want to make it fancier, mod it.
Right. You know, and it's kind of interesting. I know that once some of the developers for PHPBB listen to this podcast, they're gonna say a lot of things about MyBB, because they know a lot. And especially Kellen Vett, I'm thinking here, he will go, oh, you know, it doesn't have this, or it has that, and it, you know, this is bad, or this is not good. And
yeah,
it,
but you know,
he's a security expert.
You know, you can say there are probably still some things. I don't know about security, but you can say some things that, you know, PHPBB doesn't have this and doesn't have that. Really, for any project, you know, I'm mainly saying that it. I'll say this for MyBB, it doesn't look like bloatware in the way that vBulletin is.
Right.
I mean,
yeah, it's probably
If vBulletin and MyBB were the only choices in the world, I'd probably go for MyBB just based on my first look at it.
Right. Yeah.
Of course, if PHPBB was my choice in the world, I would go for that too.
Of course, first. Naturally, we're most familiar with PHPBB.
And we're biased.
Yeah, and biased. Both.
You know, it's only a show called PHPBB Weekly.
Right, exactly.
We don't pay. We never even asked for the trademark for PHPBB to use in our name. So, oh well.
One thing that I would like to see a lot
Adam,
more.
I should slap Adam for that.
Wait, let me see. You're not biased if it's true.
It's opinion. How can it be true? It's opinion.
Yeah.
Moving on. You were saying.
Actually reviewing some of the MyBB code right now. It's kind of interesting. It's like, you know, you really could do this better with OOP, you know, and it's a lot easier to mod when you do it with OOP. Yeah, but they do have hooks, and that's sort of their answer to that sort of thing. You know, it's like, oh, well, we'll just use hooks here. You could plug a hook in and hook everything. That's not the answer. Certainly a way to deal with it, but it's not great to do it that way.
It's like when PHP goes to Never Never Land.
Exactly.
Well, let's move on to some other things. Like, this was interesting on the BHP development wiki, where mortals dare not to tread. You would have to look for it, but there is now a few pages with some early, and I was asked to mention unconfirmed, ratified, whatever, but there are some early information about PHP BB4, which will be created from scratch and released in the year.
Yeah, I hope everybody caught that year. It's really important.
But it's going to be a long time from now because one of the requirements right now is that it's going to require PHP 5.3.0 or later, which was just released this year. And I mean, that means it's going to have to be in the future for that to be the minimum requirement. Because, like, I don't know about you, but my web host is still on 5.2.6, which was released in May of 2008.
Now, this is an interesting development. I heard through the grapevine, now this is a rumor that I haven't been able to confirm yet, or that I haven't confirmed, I should say.
Nice
and
to not
it
be on
this
team anymore, right, David?
Well, no, this doesn't have to do with PHPB. I've heard...
No, but I mean, it's nice for you not to be on the team anymore so you can make these rumors.
Actually, there are benefits to being on the team, and there are benefits to not being on the team, one being that you're not worried about what you might say.
Uh-huh. No, you're still a little worried because they have a long memory, the PHPB teams do.
Yeah, very, very long. Uh-huh. Indeed.
You're still getting in trouble.
Yeah, but this rumor has to do with credit card companies implementing a new restrictions for your website if you accept credit cards on your site, such as you must have the latest version of PHP. And I was talking to our web host the other day, and he's like, "Yeah, like they don't accept 5.2 point anything as being the latest. It must be 5.3.1."
There you go.
So I thought, well, that's kind of interesting. That basically means if they enforce those restrictions in any way, basically they are saying you have to have PHP 5.3.1 if you accept credit cards in any way.
Ah.
So, well, that's interesting. That's a great way to basically force a lot of people to update their PHP installations.
Yeah.
If that rumor is true. Hopefully it's not, because that's – I don't know. I think that's kind of overkill
Hopefully it's not. I think that'd be great. I mean, if we can get people to actually stay updated on PHP. I mean, this PHP is not like something it releases every week. These things go a few months in between releases. So the fact that my web host has gone a year and a half since updating its PHP 5 installation is kind of ridiculous.
Yeah. Now, remember, now PHPBB basically saying that the new version will be developed onto PHP 5.3.1. You know, PHP 5.3 or later. Yeah. Remember, it's important to note that by the time that it will be released, PHP 5.3 will be extremely popular.
Yes, hopefully. We will probably be in somewhere in PHP 6 by then, probably. I mean, and remember, PHP BB4 is intended for release at the very least after Ascreus 3.1. Maybe even we'll have a 3.2 come out before we hit version 4.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this is down the line. This is like really early, getting ready for when we decide to reinvent the wheel again. Well, I guess not quite, because it says one of their goals is building on existing code rather than reinventing the wheel. But, you know, that's kind of how PHP3 was built. They built it off of existing code and ended up – they didn't reinvent the wheel, but they rebuilt the spokes, the treads, pretty much everything except the circle shape for PHP3.
Mm-hmm.
So they might – we'll see how much reinventing they do in PHP before. But for their program, their goals are scalability, even running a board on multiple servers, easy integration or wrapping into third-party software, high-quality code, and this is big, no need for code changes in mods anymore. Now, that's big. They got kind of partway there with PHP 3, but no need for any code changes in mods anymore. Though being oddly quiet about if they're going to be doing that through extending classes or through hooks or plug-in type things, how that's going to work. It'll be a plug-in management system maybe, or is that not happening? Just drag and drop files in, extend classes, who knows? What do you think of those goals there, David?
I'm actually just looking them up right now. What page were you reviewing?
This is PHP BB4 programming.
Okay, programming. All right.
I need to paste some links in the chat room there.
Even running a board on multiple servers, yes. Easy integration, wrapping into third-party software, CMS, great.
I just said those.
Yeah, really, really good. And I'm commenting on them.
Yeah.
Integration into third-party software.
This came late in the game. This came really late in the game with PHPBB3. It was late 2007 when they started working with Joomla on this. PHPBB3 was already like midway through the RC stage. Only a few months before going final, so they added a few last-minute things in, like the hooks and plugins system, to be able to do that. But it's still fairly primitive because you just can't really write it for that purpose that late in the game when you're playing PHPBB3.
It's important to note, however, that the integration with Joomla relies on a bridge.
Yes.
To bridge the two. And basically the task with this is easy integration wrapping, okay? That's making it much easier to actually integrate directly with the code without having to use... I assume there's still be a bridge needed, hopefully a small one. A small wrapper, basically.
You're not going to expect the PHPBB teams to be, plotting built-in support for every single CMS or thing out there ever.
Right, but another problem that PHPBB encountered was naming conflicts, class and function naming conflicts, and that's going to be solved in PHPBB 4. There won't be any conflicts unless you run two PHPBBs side by side.
And that's kind of one of the nice things about PHP 5.3 is that one of the best ways to do that is to use namespaces, and PHP 5.3 makes namespaces a lot easier to work with.
It is. I love namespaces for that reason.
Just you can't really use them anywhere because no one's using 5.3 yet.
Well, I'm talking about like when you're developing for your site and you're running PHP 5.3, not a problem.
Uh-huh.
Big thing there. High-quality code is extremely important, of course. MyBB, which I just reviewed, does not have high-quality code at all. And PHPBB does pride itself on having high quality code. It's going to be really important with having a proper, proper OOP, okay? Object oriented programming that is correct, not having methods that have like 500 lines of code, having methods that do just what they're supposed to do and nothing more and nothing less. And that's part of having high quality code. So I'm going to be looking forward to that.
What about the no code changes and mods?
That's really good. Basically, what that means is that now you can build a mod that does not modify the core code of PHPBB.
It's not quite a plugin a la WordPress or MyBB because, as we see, the approach that is mentioned in this page is a modular OOP code with decoupled classes. So more than likely, we're looking at trying to now have to teach mod authors how to extend classes in order to do their code changes, but
right, exactly. Extending classes and doing overloading and stuff like that. That's going to be really, really important. There are ways to do that with PHPBB right now, but it's many of the really important systems within PHPBB, and I'm talking about like the post system. It's really, really difficult because it's like they pack all this functionality into a function. It's like this huge, massive, gigantic function does all this stuff.
Yes.
And to modify any little bitty piece of that, you got to change all the stuff around. It's like that's crazy. It should be a whole class
and that's,
broken down into individual methods.
And that's really the only reason that I've started using classes because I like being able to just for the organizational purposes, define each sort of individual step in a complex functional process into a separate method. I mean, I'm always probably going to go through the same process, and so at the end I'll probably write a wrapper function that calls each method I need out of my class for me, but it is still just organizationally easier to be able to have each individual method and then have a set of objects somewhere that I can individually deal with. And then when I decide to start expanding the development, being able to have this object do multiple things, then I can be able to add methods that happen to copy over code and make it work. But just for the start, even ignoring all this, public static, you know, fancy overloading, extending stuff. I'm not worrying about that yet. It's just an organizational way to really make the code a lot easier to deal with.
Right. Another thing, you know, as far as building on existing code and rather than reinventing the wheel, the systems within it. And I'm talking about like the database abstraction.
Say that one more time, David, please.
PHPB has some great systems within it. And I'm talking about like the PHPB, the DBAL, the database abstraction layer,
totally.
Which, it, you know, it's a great system and they will continue to use that. It's really good OOP classes that deal with the database abstraction layer. Then you also have the template engine. Great system. Doesn't need to be redone. You know, so you have a few great systems, really, really great systems within there. And let's see, I know there's a couple others. The module system is pretty nice. I think there's some things that could be fixed and changed in that, but overall, it's a really, really nice system. So you have the module system, template system, the database abstraction layer, things that don't need to be reinvented that they can build on. I think the session system needs to be rebuilt into a proper class.
Yeah.
It is a class right now, but it's pretty, it's not great. I think, you know, within a class, you can easily build registration mods on that, which yeah. I've done. I actually created a registration class that I've built several mods on. And doing things like that, it really makes it easy to build mods on top of things without having to modify too much core code or, you know, base line, you know, one line here or there. And with between auto-loading and OOP, you can really mod up a system without making any conflicts, and that's a great thing. Also, if they could go to Git, that would solve a huge.
They're planning to do that too. But before we get to the Git, let's talk a little bit to say about how they're going to approach this. It says PHP BB4 should follow the new PHP 5.3 standards, which are currently being developed for PHP frameworks. This mainly concerns naming conventions for consistent auto loaders. Although adopting the standard will mean some significant changes to the PHP BB coding guidelines, without getting overly detailed, what are these standards being prepared, developed for frameworks? How does that affect? Would that affect PHP BB?
You know, I'm not that familiar with those particular standards. It's something that I'll be looking into. How it affects that? Basically, it's going to. It will mean a lot more compatibility. A lot better compatibility, I should say. Also, consistent naming conventions and stuff like that. Obviously, that's a big thing. And not having conflicts of naming, being able to build upon it without having to kind of have to look up every single thing. That helps a lot. Standards are really, really important. PHP BB 3 has taken them very seriously since they switched from 2.2 to 3.
Yes.
And it's sort of enforcing those within the mod database to some degree has really, really helped the quality of the mods that have come through for PHP BB 3. And it's all, you know, it's when you program in high quality code and then you expect that from your developers and mod authors, you're going to have high quality systems. You're going to have systems that have less bugs,
fewer security things.
Program on top of are easier to fix when they do have bugs, you know. So there's a lot of benefits to adhering to those standards.
Mm-hmm. Let's see some of the other things they got as well. There's a lot of use of some other libraries that they're going to say they have consistent use of dependency injection, which is potentially making use of the PHP 5.3 Symfony DI container, whatever that is. Always programming against interfaces, never against actual implementations. I'd be curious to know what that means.
It's part of the OOP development. There's you have interfaces and
I read something about interfaces, but when I was reading about OOP, but I don't quite remember.
It's a little bit more complicated. You'll get into that later, though, and I'm sure you will once PHP 4 starts to be developed.
We'll end up you'll get to learn a lot about your OOP and PHP when we start talking about on this show when we start talking about PHP 4. This is something you've mentioned before, though, automated testing with unit tests, integration tests, UI testing with PHP Unit and Selenium.
Mm-hmm.
What's up with these?
Basically, what they – now, are you familiar with unit tests? Well, I suppose I should explain them anyways.
You probably mentioned it before, but refresh us.
Unit tests are – and this is something that a lot of really big software does. you know, it's basically what it does is it allows you to you start out by building a unit test, and the reason that you do that is basically you want to define how a function or method is supposed to work. Mm-hmm. You know, what do you expect the outcome to be before you actually build it? And this is, and then once you're done with the unit test, then you can build the actual method or function. Mm-hmm. It should come out with the outcome that you expect. Now, one thing that's nice about the unit test is every time you make changes to the code and you run it through your unit test framework, which runs all your tests, you might have like 70 tests or something. And if any of them break, then you know your modified code basically created a bug elsewhere.
So is this kind of like an automated framework that will run real-world scenario tests on your thing and then sort of be able to figure out if it's causing problems?
Right, exactly. What it's I'm trying to find an actual better explanation for it, but
well, I'm trying to help.
It's okay. This is what it's designed to do. Okay, it's a verification and validation method, which tests individual pieces of source code. Okay, a unit is the smaller testable part of an application. Okay, mm-hmm. Ideally, each test case is independent from the others. Basically, what it does is it substitutes method stubs and mock objects. It fakes or test harnesses code, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Because now you have all these unit tests, which you build for your code, but you use a unit test framework. And then when you run it through this unit test framework, it tests all that code, and then all of them should pass, and that's what your expected result is. Then later, when you go and modify pieces of code, know that you broke something elsewhere. Now, without unit testing, you have higher potential for bugs. You know, when you go and fix something somewhere, it breaks something else somewhere else. And so unit testing is supposed to solve all that.
Mm-hmm.
And I think we had a developer company for a while, and he said they ran something like 3,000 test cases or within their unit testing framework. And, you know, so you had a lot. Anytime any piece of code was added, they ran it through the 3,000 test cases, and then something would inevitably break, and then they have to go in and you know, change it up so that it doesn't break that. You know, so those unit tests are extremely important for stability.
Mm-hmm. And I guess the other thing they mentioned apparently with the frameworks is auto-loading. Do you know what auto-loading is? This item I've never heard of.
Yeah, auto-loading is basically okay, let me back up a little. Many developers write object-oriented applications, and when you one of the biggest annoyances is having to write a long list of needed includes at the beginning of each script, okay? It includes this class, includes this class, includes this function file, that sort of thing. In PHP 5, when you use auto-loading, it's not necessary to do that anymore. Now, when you have auto-loading, it can look in these specific directories, for example, for that class name. So when you load that class name, it automatically loads it. So you don't have to use include this file, because that's what PHPBB does right now, is it's so include this file, then run this method.
So this could actually kind of be used for those non-code changed mods in order for them to, if they can stick a thing in related to a class, it will auto-load the additional code that this mod is offering.
Yeah, and now assuming that I actually have to insert a piece of code into the core code right now, into PHPBB 3, what I would have to do is include this includes function file, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And then instantiate the class and run the file.
But so it's nice because if you're auto-loading it, you don't actually have to then modify the core code to tell the core code to load this file.
Well, you may still instantiate the class in that part, but that's all you have to do. You just need that one line,
mm-hmm.
and it auto-loads that function file. You don't have to do that, and you don't have to use require once, includes once, or if class doesn't exist, then include that file. You don't have to do any of that anymore with the auto-load.
There you go. Those exists functions can be kind of fun. And there's also some thoughts about, you know, what PHPBB4 could do about security. Of course, everything iWisdom wanted me to mention, everything we're talking about on the things on the wiki are very early discussion, have not even of only mainly ideas and have not even been confirmed or decided upon by the teams at all. These are very much subject to change because we're talking a few years in the future here. And I've already mentioned this. He wanted me to mention this again. So if you're listening to this, you know, in the year 2011, 2012, don't come back with it in your magic time car, your DeLorean, to December 12th, 2009 and slap us for telling a lie, because we are not we are not getting any guarantees that any of this is real. But but it is mentioned, though, for security, you know, PHPBB says three escapes all input for HTML output. Same with database contents are in an escape state, too. To make it unlikely for inexperienced programmers to accidentally construct an XSS vector by pointing out a variable. It says PHP4 could continue this approach or use some output mechanism that escapes all variables by default unless otherwise instructed and do no input escaping instead. Since a separate escaping for writing to the database is needed, this might make things more transparent too. I can see our less technically savvy users wanting to escape from this podcast after all that escaping.
What yes, you're probably right.
What does any of that mean, David?
In what terms? Layman's terms or programmer's terms?
meet me halfway.
Okay, well, basically, you know, PHPBB, obviously, it's really, really focuses on security and escaping input and also SQL injection probabilities as well as XSS, which is cross-site scripting. And people, cross-site scripting is for the inexperienced security-minded developer. They are not going to spot the XSS vectors as quickly as they'll spot SQL injections or user input injections, that sort of thing. But basically, the idea is to prevent the programmer from accidentally creating an XSS vector by being able to escape certain input and methods, and then the programmer would actually use those methods, like the like we use requestVar now, which automatically escapes user input, and you know, you can hard type those that user input as well, so you can concentrate on being a float, an array, a string, or an integer, and that sort of thing. And basically, they're going to continue expanding that functionality and using a whole request class within PHPBB 4. That will deal with all kinds of really cool things. They'll overload the get and post and request. Mm-hmm. You cannot use those anymore. You can turn them on if you want to use them for third-party pieces of software, but by default they're off, and you can't. You cannot, like for example, do get a user variable inserted directly into a database. You won't be able to do that in PHP 4. Mm-hmm. So that's really, really awesome, because then you're preventing the accidental security issues from appearing in mods.
Totally. It's really nice. I guess some other things to ask about. I mean, you mentioned Git earlier. Mm-hmm. It says that they are – I mean, obviously, they are now saying in the chat room that this is, you know, not confirmed. And it's even like Brainy, who is on the moderator team, is like, where – did Git come from, or something like that? Well, it is on the, like I said, it's still not confirmed, but on the development infrastructure page, it says the version control system for PHPBB 4 is Git. Setting up a system like github.com on code.phpbb.com might make sense, and they also use Bamboo for continuous integrations. How about, David, do you explain to us what Git and Bamboo are, if you know what they are?
Yeah, Git is sort of the next version, or it's the next...
Is it like Subversion?
Okay, it's not like Subversion, but it is. It's a source code management system like Subversion. The way that it works is really completely different from Subversion. Git is a distributed. It's more distributed nature.
You lost you, David.
You can convert.
Try one more time. One more time.
Okay.
It's more distributed.
It's more distributed. It's a lot better, in my opinion, than Subversion. You have to kind of get used to it, because the way that it works requires a complete thought process change for you. You have to completely change the way that you understand source code management to work.
So isn't like going from when the big change from CVS to Subversion took place, where Subversion was sort of like the next evolution of CVS, but it still was sort of the same idea.
Yeah, it was a sort of the same idea.
Now we're all happy with Subversion, and pretty much CVS is history, aside from the the drugstore chain, obviously. now they we're start and people are now we're getting ready to move to something called Git, which has another awkward name.
Yeah, it's developed by Linus Torvalds.
Oh boy, the Linux guy.
He's the guy who created the Linux.
He has his Penguin Army working on this, right?
The Penguin Army, that's right. And it was designed to handle really huge repositories like Linux really fast. Because, you know, Subversion and CVS and all these different... They aren't designed to handle repositories that huge. And when they do, they are really, really, really slow. So Git is... It's like 100 times faster than Subversion. It handles merges so much better than Subversion. But the way that it works, you know, it is the next evolution, but the way that it works is different than when we switch from CVS to SVN. CVS to SVN, SVN basically works the same way, only a little bit better, or actually a lot better. But now Git is the next evolution, but it's going to work differently. So it's important to realize that when you are switching to Git. Now it is.
So that's maybe why we're going to, if they are going to actually do this, they're going to start with Git on PHPBB4, like right from the get-go, and work on that separately while they keep PHPBB3 development happening on Subversion.
Now you can convert Subversion repositories over to Git. It does take a lot of time because what it does is it, when you, every single repository, you know, like Subversion has a single repository, a single central repository, and everybody pulls
stuff
with branches and tags and the trunk and stuff like that, and everybody pulls from that repository and commits to that centralized repository. Git is distributed, so basically there's a repository, and basically you clone the repository onto your local host, then you can commit to your repository.
And it's like synchronizes with the main one?
Then you would merge it with the main one. When you do a push to it, you can merge it with the main repository. And its merging is so much more sophisticated, and it will track lines of code between files. Like if you move one line of code from this one file and put it in another file, it tracks that change from one file to the next, where Subversion doesn't. It just looks at the differences within the one file.
Wow. So in other words, people's line count, developers' line count, which is like their, you know, their means of ego, might dramatically drop with Git. Because it won't be you removed a line from this file and added one there. You just moved the line over.
Exactly.
Ah, no wonder there's some debate over whether they should change. Kidding.
Yeah, Git. And of course, Git is so much faster. Like for example, the PHPBB3 repository. If you download the branch onto or you do a checkout of the branch onto your local host, for example, it may take several minutes. Mm-hmm. In that same amount of time, Git could have transferred it in probably about 5 seconds. It's that much faster. It's really, really fast. And the reason is Subversion actually touches every single file as it's checked out or committed. It touches all of them. Git doesn't. Git doesn't touch any of those files. That's why you can't use version tags within Git, because you know how – and it will show the last commit and by who and when inside the file. And Git doesn't do that. It doesn't touch the files. It stays cleaner that way, which also that helps with merging and stuff like that, so they don't have unnecessary conflicts.
What about Bamboo?
Bamboo, I'm not familiar with Bamboo.
Well,
I have no idea what it is.
Let me see. Here we go. Bamboo, I love Wikipedia. Bamboo is a continuous integration server from Atlassian Software Systems, the makers of Jira, Confluence, and Crowd. It is free for philanthropic and open source projects. Some features of Bamboo are its unlimited build plans and limited projects that provide instant feedback and a platform to collaborate with other team members for build projects, and its ability to run distributed builds. It integrates with existing development tools, and it can be integrated with popular source code systems. www.atlassian.com, Atlassian.
Interesting.
We'll see. Barking up the wrong tree, maybe. But I mean, there's some other things here. Like, you know, there is a early feature wish list for PHP BBB4. There's only one thing there right now.
Where?
It's PHPBB4 unclassified features. Hey, look, iWisdom is explaining what the heck Bamboo is in the chat room. So, iWisdom says, methinks Bamboo is far more interesting than Git. It is a continuous integration type suite. Basically, it's a mentality where one should commit early and commit often, and each commit should be built so it can be tested. Ideally, there should be no time between development and commit, which it will reduce the chance of conflicts, etc. It will provide an early warning for potentially broken code. So essentially, it's saying you should be built. You should have it committed right when you develop it. I look forward to the next version, which is like you should have committed it before you even have started developing it. No. Zen, Jedi Master Mike Syverson Acid Burn Kenobi. I don't know.
You know, and this is one of those podcasts where it would have been nice to have Mike Syverson in the chat room at least.
The idea is with Bamboo or something of the sort, if it'll be able to commit, run unit testing, and compile it to build for testing. So, okay.
Git will do that too. So,
coming in 2010. Git or Bamboo? We'll show you which one you should get.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Bamboo.
Sorry.
There is one reason that I can see that that Git may be a better option to go to, and that is Git is a lot more popular than any other piece. You know, you have Mercurial. Mercurial is really, really nice. It's a different kind of source code management.
Yeah.
And it's really awesome too, but it's not nearly as popular as Git is or SVN. So and because PHPBB being the most popular bulletin board software in the world, you have a lot of people who want to check out the code. So I don't know, I would be a little bit more partial to Git just for that reason. It's easy for everybody to switch to Git right now. Because there's a lot of tools for it already. It's still getting going, so there's not as many as there is for SVN, but yeah. There's going to be a lot more for that than there would be for like Bamboo.
So do you think in the next 5 years we may see SVN go the way of CVS, perhaps?
Oh, okay. So I wish to clarify on that a little bit. Bamboo isn't a VCS. It's just a tool to work with various ones to help with CI development methodology.
So they might just use both.
Okay. That would make more sense then. That would make a lot more sense.
Yeah. But like I asked David, do you think in the next 5 years we'll see Subversion go the way of a CVS with Git or one of these things taking over? Or do you think that they will coexist side by side?
They will coexist side by side for a while, but I think eventually Git may take over. I think once developers realize how powerful and how much faster Git is and you know the functionality of it being so much better, Subversion still has, obviously it's more different than SVN basically replaced CVS.
Mm-hmm.
Git doesn't really replace SVN. It's different. So that's why I think they'll coexist for a lot longer, assuming that Git will eventually take it over.
So in a way, CVS is like DOS. SVN is like Windows, which completely replaced DOS. But Git is sort of like OS X, which is like a different way of doing it.
Yeah, Brainy said that I haven't talked about branches at all. Well, we are trying to keep this a short podcast. And
we failed. We've already failed.
We've already failed, and also this is probably getting way too technical for
We should move on. So, but yeah, I mean, early considerations on PHPBB4. Obviously, we look forward to seeing some maybe details about 3.1, which will be sooner, but we'll be probably keeping an eye on that in 2010.
Mm-hmm.
It's probably going to be because we're probably not going to see PHPBB4. I would probably be kind of amazed. I mean, based on PHPBB's track record, I mean, I know they might go a little faster. Who knows in the future? But with the new development pattern, but I'd be kind of surprised if I see PHPBB4 by the time I graduate from this place in 20. And so, I'd say we have a couple years to go yet. So. Got to let PHP 3 set in. Move on with our last little thing topic, because I love to cover, just things going on in the greater PHPBB community outside of .com. And, of course, every end of the year, and especially with December, we like to look at the PHPBBHacks.com awards, which are currently the probably the biggest awards program going on in the PHPBB community. And the results of those awards were announced yesterday afternoon and so we want to take we're going to take a look at those. They have 7 different awards. I mean, granted, you do have to be part of phpbbhacks.com to qualify and participate in those. But including a lot of team members are active on there. Like, for example, two of the or at least a few of the top hack authors of the year, just from activity on there, Tara Frost, X Reaction. And I'm sure I don't remember exactly who else on the team on here. Is Lefty74 a team member?
Lefty, I don't think so.
I thought oh well.
Somehow I don't remember him being a team member.
I thought I saw it somewhere. I don't know. Okay, but still, yeah. We've seen Evil Heart, Igor on the active on there before. His mods have gotten featured on there, so it's a great site. So let's take a look at who won this year. The hack or mod author of the year went to Prime Halo, who does some very cool mods. The hack of the year actually went to Sensor Block by Thule, and I'll come back to that in a little bit because we're gonna feature some of these as the mod style of the week this week. The style template author of the year was, oh boy, how do I say this? Okay, is it Vyacheslav Trushkin? We haven't done any styles by this guy this year, or I would have remembered. I mean, he has a bunch. Oh, he has the Acid Tech template, huh?
Vyacheslav Trushkin.
Surely we've done some.
We'll just call him Trashkin. I mean, Trashkin.
No, not Trashkin. Oh, that's why I recognize the cyber alien, huh? That's why we never had. As I recognize the styles, but we've never had to say his name before. So, Vyacheslav.
Great. That's a heck of a lot easier than Vyacheslav Trashkin.
Vyacheslav. We probably got
Vyacheslav.
Okay. Hey, Cyber Alien, if you're listening to this, send us a voicemail to our imaginary voicemail box and tell us how to pronounce your name. If you figure out how to give us a voicemail box and then tell us how to pronounce your name, we will play it on next week's show. Thank you.
Actually, you could just call my Skype and leave a message. There you go.
There you go. All right. The style template of the year was One Impression by Gokin, and we'll come back to that one. And of course, they have a support and forum, a staff member of the year, which is mainly for their individual community. And then PHPBB of the year, this actually went to David, one you know a lot about, the Rocket Theme Forum.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, which I will paste a link to. You did sort of one of their free themes, because they actually do premium themes for PHPBB, I believe.
Uh huh. Yeah, they mostly do a lot of premium themes and themes that'll match between their. The Joomla installations will have the same theme as their PHPBB installations, so it matches your site.
These are the guys that do things for. These are the guys that do the Rockbridge connection,
right?
Yeah, they've got a couple of them that themes like Iridium and Fuse and stuff like that. But they've got kind of a really cool theme that you can see for their main site, and so not necessarily. Although I do think that the little astronaut kid looks kind of like a monkey to me. Looks like a monkey in an astronaut suit. What? Wearing a jetpack coming off of Mars. I think it's Mars. It might be Mercury. Because it's the sun's right there. Who knows? But it's kind of fun. But we're going to do the mod and style selections as our mod and style of the week. I mean, so now for the mod, we should mention, of course, it's coming off of phpbbhacks.com, so it has not necessarily been reviewed by the PHPBB modifications team. But I am going to make a little exception to our usual rule because I figure that if enough people voted for it that it won, then I would presume that enough people have used it and not had problems with it. So we'll keep it mentioned. It is Sensor Block by Thowell. It is essentially a replacement for PHPBB's built-in word censoring tool. It prevents vulgar words from being posted. If someone posts on there, it'll scan for bad words. The post won't be in the database. The poster will get an error message. So this is actually different from PHBBB. So PHBBB would simply come up with some way of censoring the bad words. In this case, it won't even allow it to be posted in the database. They'll get an error. And this can also be applied to private messages and text-based profile fields, both default and custom. And there's also an optional add-on to remove the built-in censor check in PHBBB if you want, so that you can really rely on this. I've always found that these are good to have, especially for people who don't want to set up word filters, because normally to set up word filters, you have to enter the words that you don't want to see. And I've always found that awkward.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't want to have to tell such and such to not what the F word is that I don't want to see posted.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, no, I don't want to deal with that. So I think it's kind of a nice – this just, you know, completely says, you know, it doesn't try to – like I remember – I think I've told this story like a long time ago, but there was my 10th grade chemistry teacher had a forum up for a short time, PHPBB-based, PHPBB2 at this time, because this was, you know, 07 or 06 actually. And he had word sensors on with, you know, lots of wild cards. So this was a chemistry class, and, you know, to ask questions. So when I asked a question about, you know, how to find the molar mass, it recognized the ASS in the word mass and converted that. It censored it and converted it into a really – it didn't change, like, molar rear end. And it's like, I'm trying to ask about how to convert the molar mass to, you know, like a atomic unit, and it's like molar rear end.
Oh, that's quite comical.
And I'm thinking, okay, he doesn't really know how to properly use word sensors, does he? Whoopsie. Chemistry.
Funny.
So this won't stop admins from doing dumb things like that, but at least it will warn the end user that you should change this so that you don't end up seeing your post get changed to something you perhaps didn't want to do. Because if you know your post is going to get censored, you might want to control how you want to show it, then have it be converted, something like that. So probably a nice mod to try out. So that's Censor Block by Thowul. Our style of the week is the style winner, and we did a similar one. Actually, David, you did a similar one by him. This is called One Impression by Gokin. Now, there was a discussion that we had this week, David, or maybe it was last week, about what is it? About the one thing theme you did by Gokin, in that he has spam links in the footer.
He does?
Yes. And this was back. Remember when I had no computer? I was on an iPod Touch. You actually picked a theme by him. He has spam links in the footer.
And wait, so, where?
When you did one thing, and this is also present in this particular style as well.
Well, he has links to his site.
No, he also has spam links in the very bottom.
Yeah, is it in this style too?
Yes. And it was in the one that you picked back when we did One Thank. Remember that? We were interested in the name. You said it was One Thank.
Yeah, is it?
Look at the very bottom.
Yeah, that?
Yes.
Okay, well, that's not spam links. That's...
No. That is totally spam links.
That's Polish. That's a link to his site. It should be.
No, his site is on Style by Web Design, gokinstudio.com.
Huh. Okay.
The other thing is some random stuff.
Random. Okay.
Yeah, and the exact same thing is in like his other theme. And so I don't know.
Okay. Well. All right. I see what you're saying now.
Yeah. So I mean, it doesn't look good in terms of when you have Google indexing this. You don't want Google indexing this kind of thing in your site. So I mean, that is my one quibble about this, and we should have mentioned that back when we had the one thank style on too, but. Aside from that, one impression, which is the theme that did win the PHP Hacks Award this year, it is a fairly nice theme. It is somewhat based in ProSilver, but has a nice little bit of a search box, has actually spaces for custom links up on top with submenus, so that's kind of nice. It's a very sort of basic theme, very white theme, fixed width. But it's a pretty nice theme, not overly complex. So, but at the same time, it's fairly nicely designed. It's not cluttered too much, and they certainly some changes that have been made to the general layout of ProSilver. So a fairly good theme aside from the little thing in the footer.
Yeah, and of course you can remove them because they're not copyright. That's not copyright information. You want to keep the copyright information there.
Totally.
But and it's a book online bookstore textbooks according to Google Translate.
Okay.
So it's obviously you are correct. That is basically keyword injection or keyword injecting to increase the popularity of that book.
That's only I mean, you didn't notice it back then, and I didn't notice it, and a lot of people won't notice it, and I actually didn't see it until someone mentioned it in IRC about a week or two ago, and I just happened to be there. But we will keep an eye on that. So, I mean, other than that, it's still a nice theme, so it's not worth not giving a mention to, especially since it did win that award this year. So.
You can't. He has a warning in the source code, warning license Creative Commons, do not remove. Now you can't.
You can't.
You can remove that. That's style by. You have to keep that in there, but the other stuff you can remove.
Mm-hmm. This is our most people probably will go into the footer and edit it for their own site anyway.
Yeah. And even if you do edit it for your own site, you still should keep the copyright information in there, and that is part of the Creative Commons license.
Yeah.
And that the first one
and
style
part of
by
PHPV's GPL license.
You know, that needs to be left, but the other stuff, www and the Polish words, that can be removed according to the license.
Yeah. But of course we give our thanks to phpbhacks.com for their awesome awards program. Who knows? I've been debating whether maybe we should try one on PHPBB Weekly like during the summertime. You know. So.
Oh yeah, that we should.
We should do something. You know, I mean, I don't want to do it during winter because you know I don't want to compete with the hacks.com site, but since theirs is a little bit more phpbbhacks.com centric, you do have to be submitted on their site. It's not just so.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's probably consideration. We'll probably think about that for sometime next year.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That'll be good. All right. Before the show gets too much longer, we should probably start to close it up. So this has been our penultimate live show for the year. We have one more live show next Saturday, December 19th at 1 p.m. Eastern Time, 1800 UTC. But for me, it'll be weird because it'll feel like 10 o'clock again. Because I'll be back in the Bay Area.
Hopefully I can get someone out to get my internet solved by then so I won't have so many dropping out issues.
That'll be good. It's going to be our annual year in review episode where we're going to spend the show talking about we'll actually look back when we did our last year in review episode. We did some predictions from 2009. I haven't looked at them all year, but let's see how well we did then. Look at some of the big events. It's been a really big year for PHPBB this year. And so we're going to sort of trace our steps to some of the interesting things we've had on this show this year, and of course make our predictions for 2010, so that'll be next week. Then we will be taking the following weekend off for the obvious holiday. However, we will be releasing our Best of 2009 clip show on that day, Boxing Day, my second favorite obscure holiday of the year. My favorite obscure holiday being Groundhog Day. Which people who have long-time listeners will already know. So that, and then we start up our fourth season of PHP BB Weekly on January 2nd, 2010. Wow. It would be starting, ending 3 years of the show. It's just,
amazing. Unbelievable.
That we are doing a show about a bulletin board software for 3 years.
And it's only getting better.
And if by better, you mean weirder and more random because of lack of content.
Tell me we had a lack of content after an hour and a half show.
Oh, no. It's just half of it is like talking and never-ending filler.
We could do never-ending filler within an hour.
Banter. Oh, no kidding. We did that once. We had like one short topic, and we stretched it for a whole hour once. Check out our website, phpbbweekly.net, for show notes and stuff we talked about on this show, plus download for all of our other shows. And we are live at phpbbweekly.net/live. You can join us there, be part of our very active and fun live chat room. Listen to us live. And there you go. And we are not live. We have our forum at StarTrekGuide.com, phpbbweekly podcast. It's been kind of boring in there. So we need to figure out how to revitalize that thing because really nothing's happened in a few months.
People spend all their time listening to us rather than reading us, I suppose.
Well, we're not really helping, so we shall see.
There you go.
Anyway, that's what we got for today. Finals are done. I'm going home. Happy, happy, happy. Thanks for listening.
Yes.
I'm Douglas Bell.
And Merry Christmas to everybody. I'm David Lewis.
And remember, a successful community begins with you. Tag.
Take your it.
You're it. See you next week. Bye, everybody.